This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with the lead singer of a group who's got the number one hit in the country right now, Shut Up and Dance from Walk the Moon. But first, eating dinner in front of the TV or while using a smartphone makes us fat. Researchers found people who were distracted by TV or a computer game while they ate their lunch snacked much more later on than those who had paid attention to their meal. Our memory of recent eating plays an important role in appetite, so when you aren't paying attention to what you're eating, you are likely to become hungry later on and overeat. Cops in New York used DNA analysis to find out who spit in a customer's drink at a Chili's. The incident took place last July when the man and his wife complained that their food was undercooked. They say they were polite about it and weren't rude. They asked for to-go drinks before they left and found spit on one of their cups. The man confronted the waiter who he believed spit in the cup, but he denied it. So the man took the cup to the cops, who then took DNA from the worker and found a match. The worker was charged with disorderly conduct, and the couple has filed a lawsuit against Chili's. The music you listen to is determined by your social class. Researchers surveyed nearly 1,600 people about the music they listen to, their income, and their education. They found poor, less educated people tended to like country, disco, easy listening, oldies, heavy metal, and rap, while wealthier and better educated people preferred genres such as classical, blues, jazz, opera, chorale, pop, reggae, rock, world, and musical theater. Nick Patrica is the lead singer of the group Walk the Moon, which has a big hit called Shut Up and Dance. We got a chance to talk to him and, first of all, find out how he pronounced his name.
First of all, pronounce your last name. I took a shot at it.
Patrica.
Patrica. All right. I was going to say Patricia. Of course, that's my sister's name.
So that is my mom's name, actually. She's Patricia Patrica, if you can believe it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool. So what does it feel like having, like, the number one song of the summer of 2015?
It's totally unreal. I mean, we've always been an ambitious band. You're never afraid of that sort of thing, but it's wild to feel like it's really happening.
And of course, you're going to be playing that song every night for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Shut Up and Dance. How did that song come about?
It's actually kind of based on a true story. We were out in LA writing for the new record, Talking Is Hard, and we had hit this roadblock with the song that would eventually become Shut Up and Dance. And we had this great vibe, but it had no chorus. So I went out with some friends to blow off some steam and maybe get some inspiration. And there was a girl there at this club with a backless dress and beat up red sneakers, and she actually told me to shut up and dance with her. So I did, and then I went home and wrote the chorus.
So cool. I mean, Edwin McCain once told me he was in a bar one night and he heard a girl standing next to him say, "I'll be your crying shoulder." And he said, "Quick, give me a napkin. I got to write that down." And that turned out to be "I'll be."
Amazing, amazing. You got to, you know, you can't deny it when it comes to you.
So as if you needed another excuse, it's great to hang out in bars.
Yeah, right?
So now you guys are from Cincinnati. You're getting to tour the whole country. What is your rest of 2015 shaping up as?
Really looking forward to the rest of the summer. We've got a handful of festivals, Lollapalooza and Firefly and ACL coming up, and we're really excited to take the music abroad as well. We've been spending a ton of time here in the States, which is super awesome, but we're really excited to see what happens in Australia and Europe as well. But I will say, before we do that, we're going to play Red Rocks on this next tour in the middle of the summer, and that is a total dream come true. That is absolutely mind-blowing.
So, yeah, that's a real eyesore, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I guess you'll have your cameras out for that one.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It almost looks unnatural, like it's a movie set.
I know. I haven't been there personally. I've seen, you know, tons of DVDs and videos of my favorite bands playing there, but haven't been there myself.
And speaking of favorite bands, you got the name Walk the Moon from The Police?
That's right. Yeah, they have that great song, Walking on the Moon, which, if you kids don't know it out there, go check it out. Amazing band, amazing song. But, you know, it's about this great feeling. This guy's coming home from the girl's house, or maybe the guy's house, whatever, and he's, you know, kind of feels like he can do anything, and that's what we love, that, you know. So Walk the Moon, it's a call to action.
Well, listen, the first time we played your song, we just loved it, and we've been talking about it ever since, and I keep saying I can't wait to meet these guys on Sunday, June 7th. So here we are. A pleasure to meet you. I wish you all the success.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
With Nick Patrica of Walk the Moon, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. What's the secret to ending the day in a good mood? Start in a bad mood.
Research published in the Academy of Management Journal shows that negative feelings at the beginning of the day can lead to increased productivity and creativity.
People who started in a bad mood got more done and came up with more innovative solutions than people who started the day on a high.
What's the key? Embrace your bad mood.
Negativity helps you focus on finding solutions more than positive thoughts.
This will only work if you allow your negative thoughts to slowly give way to positive ones.
So if you're in a bad mood, run with it, but remind yourself that it's gonna be a great day. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Show the politicians how many two-wheeled vehicles are really on the open road, how they decrease traffic, increase available parking. America's national biker ride, the workday, is coming to your parking lot. Ditch the cage.
Don't forget to ride.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Monday, June 15th, 2015, this year's National Ride to Work Day. The 24th annual Ride to Work Day. Show the public, along with our mainly non-caring politicians, that bikers span all demographics and that two wheels and an engine isn't just for fun. Monday, June 15th, 2015, meet up, have breakfast, ride alone, or head out with a gang, ride to work.
Don't forget to ride.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.